Welcome to a chilly and snowy mid-January. We have lots of new shows announced, tickets coming on sale, and still some great events in January, so let's get to it. This Saturday, a resurrection of the great open mics from the Brownstone Cafe is happening at Lone Wolf Cafe. Show starts at 8 p.m. and you can get tickets at the Lone Wolf, just $10 each. Should be a really fun evening. Also Saturday, the sold-out Aurelia Museum of Art and History, OMA. Winter Gala is happening at Hawkridge, with guest speaker, explorer and adventurer Adam Schultz. The evening will also be celebrating 25 years of OMAH. Speaking of OMAH, there are some new exhibits opening there soon. These will be celebrated with a special reception on January 25th between 1 and 3 p.m. The exhibitions are Behold a Man Who is a Bean, a solo exhibit by Harley Duck, Lou Garrow and Mocassins. A solo exhibit by Natalie Burton, and a collection-inspired exhibition, Four Seasons in Aurelia. Come out and see these outstanding exhibits that day and enjoy some refreshments courtesy of OMAH, or come back another day and check them out. Just don't miss them, also January 25th, but at 2:30 p.m. so yes, you could do both, the second of the Aurelia Concert Association's four concert series for 2024-25 is happening at the Aurelia Opera House. This show features the esteemed Elmer Eisler singers and will definitely be a standout. This choir has been inspirational, innovative and passionate since being founded by the late, great, choral conductor Elmer Eisler in 1979. Don't miss a chance to hear them. Tickets are $40 and you can get them by emailing aureliaconcert@gmail.com. The Old Dance Hall Players are having an improv show January 24th, Brouhaha, at Cowchiching Craft Brewery, but I didn't even get a chance to tell you before it was sold out. Keep an eye out for all things improv through the Facebook page here. So you don't miss out on anything else, here are a few shows that are a ways away but likely will sell out, so get your tickets now. Lance Anderson's Night of Gospel and Blues 13 usually does sell out and I notice they have now opened up the balcony at the Aurelia Opera House for it, a sign that tickets are getting low. It's on February 22nd and will be an outstanding night of gospel and blues music, led by the one and only Lance Anderson. It's all part of the Mariposa in Concert series and you can get your tickets at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. The last Mariposa in Concert show before the actual Mariposa Folk Festival comes along in July, is on March 15th at 7:30 p.m. at St. Paul's Center. Featured acts are last year's festival favorites Schoolhouse and Amanda Riom. It's going to be a great evening of music in the very comfortable chairs at St. Paul's Center. Of course, the 65th edition of Mariposa Folk Festival is coming to Tuthope Park in Aurelia July 4-6, 2025. No lineup as yet, but if you are planning on going no matter what, get your tickets now, the price will only go up. You can get tickets for all of the above through the Mariposa website at www.mariposafolk.com. Tickets go on sale this Friday for the second annual Acoustics for Greenhaven event at Cowchiching Craft Brewery on March 1st. Tickets will likely go fast, as organizers have been able to secure Bleeker to headline this wonderful night of music. Special musical guests also include Alex K. Black, Mel and Dan Bazinet, and DJ Wilverine. Ticket link will be posted here Friday, so watch for it and grab those tickets. Seating is limited and this will likely sell out. Matt Film Nights begin again for the winter term next Wednesday, January 22nd, with showings at 4 and 7 p.m. at the Galaxy Cinemas. These are TIFF-selected films that you can enjoy for just $10 a pop. All proceeds go towards Mariposa Arts Theater. The first film, next Wednesday, is Drive Back Home. Here is the promo about it. In the winter of 1970, a cantankerous, small-town plumber from rural New Brunswick must drive his beat-up work truck 1,000 miles to Toronto to get his estranged, gay brother out of jail after being arrested for having sex in a public park. The two men are then forced to drive back home together at the behest of their hard-nosed mother. From a look at the trailer, here, this show looks funny, moving, and very enjoyable. I will be there. Hope you will too. Live music this weekend? Outcast at the ANAF Hall in Aurelia, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Friday at 7 p.m. Joe Garrissey at Cowchiching Craft Brewery. Have a wonderful snowy chilly wintry week. If you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.